this is KUT. If you spend much time around Austin, this site might be familiar. A new building goes up, or a street is completely redesigned. Along with that development, a row of young trees is planted along the sidewalk. Then, several months later, some of those trees are dead. It's a trend KUT's Moz Bouchel noticed on his commute to work, so the other day, when he walked in, he started making some phone calls.
My first call was to the nonprofit group Tree Folks. Thais Perkins is the executive director. She says those dead trees can be an opportunity for her group to come in and plant new trees. But
it's a little tongue-in-cheek to say that it's an opportunity. We would rather the stock be, you know, healthy, diverse, well-planted, and good soil stock and to take root initially.
That's just not the way it sometimes works out.
Right. Well, a developer will do what's in the spec, and unless the spec dictates that the tree be a certain species or planted a certain way, you know, they'll do what they need in order to finish the project, and, you know, that's probably understandable.
The thing is, developers are required to plant a lot of these trees by the city. They're called street trees, and the city plants trees too. So could we be doing more to make sure the trees, you know, live? That question was harder to find answers to. First, I called Austin's Urban Forestry Program. It's operated through the Parks and Rec Department. But they said, I should call the city Arborist Program. That's attached to the Development Services Department. Keith Mars is with the Arborist Program. He said, yes, many street trees do have a short lifespan.
It's called our attention. It's called the attention of the development community as well.
Says it's often a problem of tree maintenance, and that's the responsibility of the Public Works Department or nearby landowners.
We have lessons learned. We always have those situations of, well, what could we do better?
Mars says the city's stopped allowing many above-ground planters for street trees. Apparently, it's hard to keep trees alive in those things.
We also are doing better about coordinating between departments and that kind of chain of custody.
To be clear, you're talking about communicating with landowners and also with Public Works Department.
That's correct. Yeah, they have obligations through what's called a license agreement to maintain those trees.
Just to keep track, we've heard that Parks and Rec, the City Arborist Program, and Public Works all have some tree responsibilities. But there are other departments, too. And some people say that in itself is part of the problem. There are just too many cooks.
Is that chainsaw still going? I want to try to grab some of the sand.
Hey, William, crank that up.
I caught up with Marcus Smith on his cell phone out on a job. He's an arborist. He owns the company Just Trees. And he thinks it would be a lot simpler, probably better for trees, if there was one go-to office.
It tends to be cleaner to have one group of people. It's already very difficult to find competent arborists. And so to try to find four sets, if you had four departments, is even more difficult.
Of course, the other part of the equation is landowners. Smith says they'll have to take more responsibility if Austin's youngest trees are going to put down lasting roots. Moz Bouchel, KUT News.